Tonight, President Trump out of sight for five straight days while COVID deaths spiked. Congress struggled to reach a relief bill and amid a suspected Russian cybersecurity attack.
President Trump, what is he doing today? Is he helping respond to the pandemic? Is he helping us pass a bipartisan relief bill? Is he helping us respond to this Russian attack?
In a setting not to have the White House aggressively speaking out and protesting and taking punitive action is really, really quite extraordinary.
The president's last public comments, an interview that aired Sunday, where he repeated baseless claims of voter fraud.
And we're going to continue to go forward.
While there's been a parade of administration officials before the camera this week, the president has had no public events on his schedule, instead tweeting more than 80 times since Monday.
Leading his team, there's a lot of work that goes on that isn't necessarily public, but he is hard at work.
NBC News presidential historian Michael Beschloss.
What message does it send to the American public to not hear from the president during a pivotal week?
If you do not have the president responding to crises and explaining what he's going to do about them, it makes people extremely anxious and nervous.
President Trump did speak with French President Macron Thursday, who tested positive for COVID, wishing him a speedy recovery. Lester.
All right, Kristen, thanks.